It's Thursday, March 28th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As we reported yesterday, Chinese government officials raided a Bible school class at Beijing's Shuang Church over the weekend. The authorities demanded that the 1,000-member church end their activities and read out a document formally banning the church. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh with International Christian Concern about why the Chinese government has gone after this church multiple times.
This church, Shuang Church, unfortunately, it's not the first time it was cracked out. It actually made it to international headlines several years ago because they purchased this property but was kind of confiscated by the government because the government demanded it to join the state-sanctioned church and it refused. So it started this large scale of cracking down. So it was the first large house church in recent years that has suffered this type of persecution, and they had to take their worship outside.
Goh said that this church is known for its boldness in fearing God rather than man.
It's also because of their will. A lot of the churches in China, just like anywhere else, when you are faced with persecution, sometimes your natural instinct is to hide or you break into smaller groups to avoid surveillance. But the members of Shuang Church, they say, you know what, this is our right. You have no right to persecute us this way.
Acts 5:29 says, "But Peter and the apostles answered, 'We must obey God rather than men.'" Cyclone Idai struck Africa's southeast coast by the Indian Ocean earlier this month, bringing destruction to Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. Death tolls have risen to at least 750, with hundreds of additional people missing. President Emmerson Mnangagwa of Zimbabwe declared 2 days of mourning and prayer for the people affected by the cyclone. Mnangagwa attended a Methodist church in Mabel Rain, Harare on Sunday, saying, quote, "We cannot direct God, but we just accept what he has done. Let us pray and seek God when we still can, as disaster can come any time and in different forms. We are all sinners, and we should all go to Jesus when we are still alive," end quote. Surrey police in the United Kingdom interrogated a Christian journalist and mother named Caroline Farrow over her comments on Twitter where she referred to a boy pretending to be a girl with a masculine pronoun. The interaction became public last week. The boy is the son of transgender activist Susie Green, who filed a complaint over the tweet but later retracted it. Farrow said it was her, quote, "religious belief that a person cannot change their sex," end quote, and that she is, quote, "prepared to go to prison over the right to state basic beliefs and truths," end quote. Last year, President Donald Trump reinstated the Reagan-era Mexican City pro-life policy, which prohibits the government from funding foreign organizations that support abortion internationally. On Tuesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the administration would be expanding the pro-life policy and cracking down on loopholes.
President Trump boldly expanded the Mexico City policy in 2017. It now protects every human life impacted by the nearly $9 billion of foreign aid we spend on global health programs each year, and in turn protects more unborn babies around the world than ever before. This is decent. This is right. And I'm proud to serve an administration that protects the least amongst us. This administration has shown that we can continue to meet our critical global health goals, including providing health care for women, while refusing to subsidize the killing of unborn babies. As Secretary of State, as a result of my decision today, we are also making clear we will refuse to provide assistance to foreign NGOs that give financial support to other foreign groups in the global abortion industry. We will enforce a strict prohibition on backdoor funding schemes and add runs around our policy. American taxpayer dollars will not be used to underwrite abortions.
The Barna Group conducted a recent survey which found that 65% of Protestant pastors and half of Roman Catholic priests believe that government schools are a negative influence on children. Yet those spiritual leaders are doing little to help equip the parents in the discipleship of their children, despite the fact that parents have expressed an eagerness to learn more. Children's friends and the broader culture were also ranked among primarily negative influences by a majority of those surveyed. This comes as government schools have dismissed prayer and the culture has increasingly embraced moral perversions. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the Companion of Fools will be destroyed. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announced Monday that the Pentagon has approved up to $1 billion in military funds to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. The funds are intended for a 57-mile-long, 18-foot-high wall between the Yuma and El Paso sections of the border. And finally, a 72-year-old Alabama grandma survived a powerful tornado that destroyed her house earlier this month, everything except her prayer closet. Two twisters hit Lee County, Alabama within an hour of each other on Sunday, March 3rd. Ernestine Reese emerged from the rubble of her home, praising God for sparing her life as she spoke to her grandson over FaceTime after the storm.
You hear me, boy?
Yeah, watch the wires.
Hear me? Tell God thank you.
Psalm 78, verse 4 says, "We will not hide God's words from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.